March 16, 1904. True resignation does not put things under scrutiny, but it adores in silence the divine dispositions. The cross is festive, jubilant, joyful, and desiring. This morning, as I was in my usual state, I found myself over a person who appeared as though clothed like a sheep, and I was carried on his shoulders. But he walked at a slow pace, while in front of him there was something like a car, which was faster. And I said in my interior, "This one is going slowly. I would like to go inside that car, for it goes faster." I don't know why, but as soon as I thought of this, I found myself there, inside of it, with other people who said to me, "What have you done? You have left the shepherd." And what a shepherd! In fact, since his life is in the fields, all the medicinal herbs, noxious and salutary, are his. And by being with him one can be always in good health. And if you see him clothed like a sheep, it is so that he can make himself similar to the sheep, allowing them to approach him with no fear. And even though he walks at a slow pace, he is safer. On hearing this, I said in my interior, "Since it is so, I would like to be with him so as to tell him something about my illness." But as I was thinking of this, I found him near me. And I, all content, drew close to his ear and said to him, "Good shepherd, if you are so very expert, give me some remedy for my troubles, as I find myself in this state of sufferings." And as I wanted to say more, he cut my words inside my mouth, saying to me, "True resignation, not an imaginary one, does not put things under scrutiny, but adores in silence the divine dispositions." And as he was saying this, it seemed that the sheepskin split, and I could see the face of our Lord and his head crowned with thorns. On hearing him tell me that, I did not know what else to say. I remained in silence, content with being with him. And he added, "You have forgotten to tell the confessor another thing about the cross." And I, "My adorable Lord, I don't remember, repeat it to me and I will tell him." And he, "My daughter, among the many titles that the cross has, it has the title of feast day, because when one receives a gift, what happens? One makes feast, rejoices and is more content. Now, since the cross is the most precious, the noblest gift, and is given by the greatest and most unique person that exists, it is more pleasing and brings more feast, more gladness than all other gifts. So, you yourself can say what other titles can be given to the cross." And I, "As you say, it can be said that the cross is festive, jubilant, joyful, desiring." And he, "Good, you spoke well. However, the soul comes to experience these effects of the cross when she is perfectly resigned to my will and has given all of herself to me, without keeping anything for herself." And I, "So as not to be surpassed in love by the creature, give her all of myself, and in giving myself I also give my cross." And the soul, recognizing it as my gift, makes feast and enjoys.